Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, February 13th. 2020. Jimmy Jack Jacket.
Oh, man.
How it is?
It is great, sir. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
It is good.
I slept good for the first time in like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
What, screw the weather. Let's hear about that.
I haven't been sleeping since I got the flu.
You haven't been sleeping since you had the flu?
Yeah, the first day I got the flu, I slept like 20 hours, and then I ain't slept hardly since.
And then after that, you had your infection.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about that? I don't want to tiptoe around, but I also don't want to impede your personal rights.
It's an infection.
You have an infection.
I had an infection.
Yeah. It's nothing sexual, don't worry.
No.
And then, you haven't been sleeping because of that, too. And it's been, I know, very debilitating.
Well, I think I mainly wasn't sleeping because of the antibiotics and the steroids I was taking.
Gives you that booster.
I tear my stomach up. So, like, every 2 hours, I got to wake up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, sit down and do stuff.
You had problems getting an erection?
No. No.
I was just wondering.
We'll see.
No.
It had nothing to do with the medicine.
That's good.
Just curious.
Enough.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Okay, good.
Can't really use it for nothing, but yeah, it works.
Okay. So what time did you go to sleep? Because we've been hearing tell of like 2 hours max and then like 3 hour clips and then back when you had the flu, like 20 hour clips.
Well, because of our schedule, I took a nap from like 1 to 3. That's nasty. I got up and fed the dog and hung out. And I was like, man, I'm tired again. So then I sat down on the couch about 6 and got up about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which was good because I had somewhere to be. I had to go go meet a guy and pick up a painting. Then I had to do that at like 10:30.
Okay.
So then I got home from there.
Now, wait a minute. Does that mean something? Because Sneaky Pete taught me that I need a man to paint a house means you're looking for a hitman.
Oh, yeah, like the
I'm
Irishman.
I'm talking about Bret Hart.
No, it's a giant painting of Maniac Cop. Look how big it is. That's it in front of my 55-inch television. It's huge. Huge painting of Maniac Cop. Cop.
Wow, you are...
Bob.
Some would call you a Fisco. Those people can't spell.
Yeah. So I had to go meet my buddy Cyrus, a.k.a. Dylan, pick that up. And then I went
That's
back.
Not the from the same artist?
Mm.
So now it was like, you know, someone who was like, oh, I only put Matisse in my house. And suddenly they went out and bought a Basquiat.
No, man. I got to have
impressing like 3 people with that.
Some Tinies and some Cyruses and... Some
is that how they're known in the art world?
Wade like razors
pieces. Yeah. Wade razors.
Oh, Fat Boy knows him.
I use Harry's.
My boy.
They used to work together.
I get the ones that are left over from remotes.
Nice.
We came That's up. So nice.
Fat Boy used to work with Wade Razor at the movie theater in Easley.
I'm known Wade Razor since he was a wee seventh grader.
He was Josh Razor.
Yeah, in class.
But yeah, I had to go get that. And then I went back to bed at like 11:30 till about 3:30. So overall, I got good sleep because I took 3 different naps.
Yeah.
So I feel great today.
Nah, 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 nah. I knew that I would now.
Yeah.
Today, glad to hear that, by the way.
Thank
glad
you.
To hear it. Cloudy periods of rain and windy at times this morning. Morning high of 66 with temps falling throughout the afternoon to 55. Winds, boy, this is a long one today. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rainfall 70%. Wind gusts higher in the mountains. High of 66 right now. Cloudy, windy, 65 in Greer. A sugar tit, pardon.
Yeah, you got to get it right.
Yeah, that was a lengthy weather.
It was, man. There's a lot going on with the weather. The weather's busy.
Yeah, it is busy. Boy, you know what?
What?
Speaking of our schedule.
Chicken butt?
What chicken butt? What? Talking about our schedule, like we typically, speaking for me and Nine and Fat Boy, and Paige is here obviously longer than we are throughout the afternoon when we would go home and work from there. We work from home partially.
Yeah, I was asleep at 1 p.m.
Yeah, but we talked at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we were working again.
Yeah, we were.
I found a better Facebook fussing last minute, and we had to make a last minute addendum.
Yeah.
So we get out of here even before the lunch rush. We're right over here on Woodruff Road. You know, if you don't know anything about Woodruff Road, it's like it's the new Haywood Road. Let's say that. It's the new Haywood Road.
Haywood Road used to be the spot.
It was,
man.
The blank.
Oh, it was the place to be.
Yeah. So Woodruff Road's the new Haywood Road. Very, very, very busy. When we leave here, it's before lunch. So 9 times out of 10, unless, you know, Chicken Salad Chick's having a big old sale, we get out of here pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well, I came back over this way last night at about 7 o'clock.
Oh,
well,
man.
Good Lord almighty.
Yeah.
It was like Black Friday.
It sucks.
This was, I actually was thinking about this. Like, do people, like, do you bring your in-laws into town for Valentine's Day? Like, it was like a Thanksgiving weekend of plethora of people.
There was a lot of traffic yesterday. When we left here yesterday around 11 or whatever, man, it was like, there was a lot of traffic for that time of morning.
Yeah.
So when you came back, did you have to take a dump? Is that why you?
That's usually
here?
Why I come here in all when, hours.
When we came back this direction, and we passed by. It was like 8:15, and I was like, I might as well just go on to work and just sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, how did I get her?
What it's your
you,
pillow.
What brought you to this side of town? I mean, there's lots of food and stores.
You know what brought me to town? Let me show Paige. I was looking. You know, Numerous Nuptials is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
And I was
from
looking.
Fat Boy and Paige sing.
I can't wait to find out.
And special guest Michael Carroll from TJ Laser going to sing too.
Yeah,
he'll do a good job.
I like him.
He's the most soulful man I know.
I can't wait to talk to him about the luncheon we had many, many years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I was looking.
We can make fun of Thomas.
I was looking for a last minute because tomorrow, Numerous Nuptials at the beautiful Southwind Ranch. Tomorrow, if you like the show a lot, you get two whole shows.
Yeah, you do.
Or like one and a half, basically.
Yeah, you get a whole show and then another shorter show that has a wedding in it.
Yeah, well, when he says shorter show, he doesn't mean Twisted Todd. Like, we're going to be on from 6 to 10 in the morning, and then that afternoon, we're going to be on from 5 to 7.
Though he will be helping Todd.
At beautiful Southwind Ranch. So we're doing... you know, I had the idea that let's have more fun with it than just let's see the Rise Guys dressed up. We're going to be at the Southwind Ranch. They do horses and all that stuff. Let's have some Western wear.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all have kind of said, okay, we're going to do this. I was looking for a last-minute addendum.
A lasso?
Yeah. I was going to get this. They didn't have it in my size.
Oh, no.
But I was going to get that.
Oh, you should have.
Wouldn't that have been awesome?
Oh, well. Oh, yeah.
Can you make out what that is, Paige?
It looks like you need 2 6-shooters, right, to match that.
You think that's a bandolier?
It don't look like a gun belt to me.
Oh. You got a 4-shooter.
Nah. I don't even know what that's called. What do you call that? I was at Adam and Eve.
I don't know.
I was at the sex store.
I don't either, but I know they make it in your size because Prince Albert on wrestling used to wear one.
That's, you know, if any place is known as a head shop, it ought to be that place and not a drugstore.
Oh, it's not.
Wait a minute.
It's not a strap store. To hang your bullets
Pharmacy, drugstore, head shop. Head shop's sex store.
Wait a minute, Paige. I also got a belt. Which one do you like?
I like Jesus. Them all.
I'm showing everybody pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
Of various straps and ball gags and things like that.
Things from the sex stow.
The reason I bring it up, though, is... from time to time, we will get P1s individually, group, all together, send us pictures of a product at the grocery store that I think, you know, probably 80% of them are just being cynical and like, oh, look, Fat Boy has his own ice cream sandwiches. Because there's an ice cream sandwich called Fat Boy.
Yeah.
And we even have had people Photoshop it, putting Fat Boy's face on it and all this stuff.
All the time.
Well, I'm here to tell you that, and I told you you should sue them, but it turns out they do have a trademark on ice cream goods.
Oh.
Yeah.
Harley Davidson, It's my understanding, or whichever international company owns them, they have it for motorcycles. So that's gone.
Am I going to have to go to H-Dong and file a complaint?
Dog. Well, it's funny you say that, because I want to show you another trademark product that's gone for you, fat boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God, no.
That's so beautiful.
Oh, man.
I'm showing them now. Now, when you look at this, what do you think that is? I'm showing them a phallic like object entitled, don't Google it.
Well, I already saw what it said, so I know what it is.
Okay, you're good then. Paige, you don't
more
Google
information
it.
About it.
Well, you know what? You get off your high horse. I'm trying to do a funny little radio.
Well, no, do here. It. I read the picture when
I
you
know,
showed it to
I
me.
I know. Okay, so it's a phallic shaped gimmick, and I'm at Adam and Blank. I don't want to get hollered at. Leave, yeah. Adam and it ain't Adam and Steve. Not in my town. Maybe in Miami or somewhere. So it's a phallic-like object, and it's entitled Fat Boy. So when you see that, you just assume that it's some kind of sex toy or just a
doodle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the perfect spacing is how I like to spell my name.
This is it. Fat space boy. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a. Well, I'll just
read what
it
says.
It's a penis sheath.
Yeah.
And
you
what
can wear it to make it bigger.
Yes. It adds 2 to 4 inches of girth.
Yeah.
You wear it like it's like wearing a helmet.
Goodness.
Like, or not even a helmet. It's like wearing, it's like, you ever zipped up, anybody ever zip you up in a sleeping bag and you stand up in it?
Not in a long time.
Okay, well, forget it.
It's like wearing lifts in your shoes.
Yeah, that's pretty much, it's like platform. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's like a water bra for dudes.
And the thing is, man.
It's like a heat wrap.
They had them in all shapes and variables.
I get a black one?
Why would you? I mean, you want to, sure. They have the ones that glow in
the match.
They have one that glows in the dark, which I think that A would be good if you lose it halfway through.
My junk's from Chernobyl.
Or secondly, if you imagine like if you're a lady page and you're laying there and the lights go out and all of a sudden you see a glowing in the dark penis coming at you, well, that's gotta be maddening.
That'd be intimidating.
Yeah, where are the other 10?
Some people would love that.
Could you imagine? It'd be like that video online where the guy looks out his back porch and all those raccoon eyes are staring at him, and all of a sudden there's one, and then there's another one. It looks like laser shooting at Paige. You're at TSO.
It's like colored condoms, like if you've ever used any of those back in the day. You may not have.
No, I have not.
I've never heard of it.
I have not.
No,
I've
okay.
So I just use clear ones.
I came up in an integrated world.
Does that look like a freaking bat donut? Is that what the concept is here?
It's like an otter box for you ding-a-ling.
What, so you can throw it against the floor?
It's like an otter box. The otter box is the best one I've heard so far.
If you take your otter, if you have one, you take your otter box off, you realize, wow, my phone ain't that big.
My phone's tiny, but I put it in the otter box, it's like, a brick.
Look, here's my phone. Throw it down, and it don't matter.
Is it a sexual device, or is it something that you would wear? Like,
you wear it during.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's fair for Paige to ask
because,
actually.
Because, you know, the boob cutlets that you put in your bra make you
I've never
more
eaten
enhanced.
Those.
You know, they look
I've
like,
had the veal.
They look like pieces of chicken sometimes, you know.
Okay. I've never had boob cutlet. Is that on a meat and three somewhere?
But that's not, you don't keep those on you while you're doing it because they'll fall off.
So. Awesome. That, yes, you do.
Okay. That, the men thing you do, you yeah. Do. But the okay. Thing Paige is talking about, you
but
take
I
off.
Don't,
I
don't.
I was just wondering.
The cutlets you take off.
I don't
off.
Understand. How I look, I mean, it's too much to get into on the radio.
How am I going to get my pleasure?
Well,
you still do with that, I imagine.
It's like a turducken at that point.
That, yeah.
I mean,
it's like it's.
No, that's.
I got to look it up because I got to see what's on the end.
Well, yeah, check it out, and also get on the trademarks. You got to get on some kind of Fat Boy trademark.
He might want Fat Boy. Send a cease and desist.
I think I'm going to have to change my name and then. Try it that way.
You've lost it for sex toys and ice cream sandwiches and motorcycles. What's next?
I don't know.
Probably a barbecue restaurant somewhere. I'm sure there's a Fat Boy's barbecue.
Oh, mm-hmm. I want some sauce.
Yeah.
I'm tired of buying JR's barbecue sauce. I want my own.
Yeah. The apparatuses.
Like, man, there's a bunch of Fat Boy's barbecues in different states.
Other.
See?
Yeah.
You got one in St. Paul, Virginia, Antioch, Tennessee, Sylvester, Georgia.
There's probably some kind of nautical device called a fat buoy.
Prattville, Alabama, is Fat Boy's Barbecue Ranch.
You need a
See? You got to get on it.
Legal team on it, Fat Boy.
Go to Chattanooga and go to Fat Boy's Roadside Eats.
Even if you go to Amazon, it still has the same same name, same spacing. I can't tell how this is pleasurable.
Someone just texted in.
You might want to try.
Would Fat Boy with an F consider? Well, not like, but spelling it with an F. Would Fat Boy consider changing his to PHAT Boy? I think that's probably gone too. Fat Forum probably owns that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
But next time we go to Marion, we got to go to Fat Boy's Burritos.
Oh man.
Nice.
It's all taken, man.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I should think about changing it up.
Man, these all, like, I'm just looking at a map now. I'm looking at Fat Boy's Barbershop, Fat Boy Tractor Service, Fat Boy Tires and Auto Repair, Fat Boy's Auto Sales.
God damn.
Fat Boy's Deer Processing, Fat Boy's Golf Carts.
Is there this much? All in Marion?
These are all right around here. These are all within a couple hours of us.
Do you know there was a movie in 2012 called The Fat Boy Chronicles?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got to change it.
I can buy a t-shirt right now on Zazzle called Fat Boy Swag.
That's crazy.
What's a good name to change it to? Did you buy any Benoit balls by chance?
No, but I saw them. I really did.
Did you sit on them? Like, they had the handle?
No, but they, dude, they had a Liberator laying there, you know, the sex couch. And I sat, did they have it laying there? You know, people haven't done it on it. And I sat down in it and threw my feet up. And I was like, if I was way thinner, this would be the perfect Chase lounge. Chase! It would be perfect.
Chase!
Like the chair you had back in the day?
No. The round chair.
Nobody wanted to sit in?
Oh, you know what? Glad you didn't, because it was so comfortable. So comfortable.
It looked like it was.
It looked like it was. I wasn't going to sit in it, though. I was wearing a hazmat suit.
It was a fun time. Listen.
Hazmat man suit.
Hazmat man.
Let me get a LegalZoom. You ain't never, Fat Boy, your current place right now, how long have you had the furniture?
About a year. This couch.
Yeah. You ever had sex in it? On it?
No. It's with not it? That comfortable for that.
Not with it either. Paige, you ever had sex on any of your furniture?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, besides the bed?
Furniture, I would say the
kitchen table?
Yeah.
Counter.
And the couch.
Washing machine?
Sink?
No, stairs.
Yeah. Dryer's awesome. Jimmy Jack Jackie, yes, right?
Yeah.
So why is it that when I had the round chair at my old apartment the humpteen years ago, y'all were all grossed out by it?
I mean, honestly, it wouldn't have bothered me to sit in it because I know, you know, some of the other people that were sitting in it weren't bad.
It was just funny.
Thank you for saying that.
But it was fun to jab you with.
It was a fun thing to do. It was just for humor.
I didn't ever take my clothes all the way off when I had sex in it. On it, whatever it is. When you have sex in a chair or on a chair?
I don't know. You sit in it or on it. You lay on the floor or in the floor. Some people do both.
It's Where's it at? If you got that chair, you got quite a piece of history.
Yeah, you do.
Also, I donated it.
Also,
I did.
It had babies.
Did you donate it, to a DNA database?
Oh, man.
Turns out my last name is really Broyhill. I didn't realize it.
That chair is now property of the Human Genome Project.
23andMe got back to me. I'm actually Lazy Boy, and you're Fat Boy.
23andMe.
Yep. Turns out Matt is a descendant of the Badcock family.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Wow.
No, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, my name sucks.
No, it doesn't. Just your attitude and work ethic. We got some fun things planned for you today. I believe we do. We got an all-new Facebook fussing. Hell yeah. That's going to be fun today. Also, another chance for you to win some Nightmare Dungeon Valentine's Haunted Attraction tickets.
New game!
More, I think, about a brand new game. Mm-hmm. A game that we'd probably only be able to play one time.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say what it is because I don't want people to prepare for it.
It can be a surprise.
The more I think about Nightmare Dungeon and all this stuff.
You want to go?
Yeah, I think that kudos to these guys for thinking about.
They'll touch you.
Hey, man. Oh, we're it's a haunted attraction, so they only get a couple months a year to work it or whatever. And I understand they do it during the summer, too, sometimes, but that's smart.
Yeah, it is.
That's real smart.
So we'll have Valentine's Day ones.
Yeah, we'll have tickets to that. And also, we're going to, I'll say this to the guy that Fat Boy's been emailing back and forth. If you're listening right now, We still want to have you on at 7 o'clock. You're not responding to the emails, but I'm going to say this. I won't say your name or anything, but at 7 o'clock, I'm going to read your email. So I'm not saying that dickheadish, but, like, we're going to read your email. If you want to come on and retort it, wonderful. But regardless, we're going to read your email because Fatboy's been emailing you since last night and you ain't responding.
If he took that as a threat.
I didn't mean it as a threat. Rob?
If he took it as a threat, he's an insane person.
Okay. Thank you.
I got ghosted. Why are you ghosting me?
Why are you ghosting me? Call us at any point, 1-800-774-0093, the CVM text line. That's 72341.
It is. And our social media, we're active on all those, facebook.com/RiseGuys, at The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram.
It's going to be a good day. It's going to be fun.
A great day.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, a Valentine's present was left in a cop car.
Valentine's present. Was it something I may have seen last night at the store I was at?
Perhaps. And you'll find out that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Okay. I'll tell you, you know who I am and you know how my sense of humor is and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a couple things in there that even I was like, good Lord, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'll tell you off there.
I want to go see him now.
Golly. It was wild.
Okay.
All right. We'll get into that next. Cop cars and Valentine's Day gifts. More right after this morning.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-ha.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I know, we're so excited. Day before Valentine's Day, and I'll get to the Valentine's story. But I have good news to tell you guys first off the bat. Excited?
Yeah, I'm not excited about Valentine's Day, though.
No, I mean, I'm in a great mood, but Valentine's Day has jack blank to do with that.
All right, well, here's the
news. The one thing about Valentine's Day is actually brings down the high that I would have about a normal Friday.
I know. Usually Friday, we don't have to go back to work in the evening.
No, but it's going to be great to see all the happy couples.
That's true.
Yeah,
all right.
Just great to see them in pictures.
Well, here's the good news. Rick Moranis is finally back and doing a movie. He's doing the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot. So a few years ago, he never officially retired. He just took a break, which turned into a longer break. And he doesn't regret that at all. He says, it was important to me to be there for his kids. And my life is wonderful.
His wife died.
His wife, yeah. She had breast cancer in February of 1991. So he started.
I thought that was one of the nicest Hollywood stories I'd ever heard when his wife was dying from cancer. He walked away from, like, that's when he was in his, prime of his career. He walked away from a bunch of movies and projects, and it's like, I got to be a dad now. I mean, I'm a dad now, but I got to be a dad.
Yeah. I'm going to be a full-time dad.
Single dad of two kids. That's a big responsibility.
And I'm going to sound like a hypocrite because y'all know that I talk a bunch of mess about reboots and all that. But, man, I think there's meat left on the bone because Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, that whole concept was great.
Uh-huh.
The technology then sucked compared to what we got now.
They still did a good job at it.
I can make tiny dancing me on Snapchat now. Mm-hmm. Imagine what Hollywood can do.
But back then they wrote stories, and now they don't do that.
Well, that is a good point.
I mean, we have all the technology, but the stories are crap comparatively.
I think the 3D printers will be involved. Like, you'll be able to 3D print things in this one. You know what I mean? We got Wi-Fi in this one. Like, I'm saying, to update the story, the technology, I'm interested to see that.
Can you imagine, like, the tiny people trying to work a giant iPhone?
I know.
Like, standing on it and walking
around. They'll be doing
all kind of fun stuff.
The Tom Hanks big moment when they're on the big keyboard.
Yeah, trying to send a text.
Hell yeah.
All right. So,
I'm excited.
Like a walk-on Ouija board.
I'm excited.
So Rick is going to be doing this Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot. It's titled Shrunk, and he won't be playing the starring role.
It was actually a product I saw last night.
Josh Gad will be playing the son of Rick's character. So, and Josh Gad, he was best known for voicing the snowman in Frozen, Olaf. So
I don't care for him.
This will be Rick's first role in 24 years, which is so exciting. So, you know, he'll come back.
He raises them kids all the way, and then some.
Yeah.
This ain't the reboot we want to see. Got to get a Little Giants reboot. Then you can do this.
That'd be good, yeah. That was one of his last movies.
It was. Danny O'Shea.
Yeah.
What was it?
Little Giants.
Little Giants.
Watch it?
It's about
football.
Icebox and Spike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you think about movies, do you see the movie poster or the Netflix cover?
Oh, yeah.
With that one, I do.
One I totally did.
From when I was a kid, I do, yeah.
Like,
I can see the Necessary Roughness cover very clearly because I love that movie growing up.
See, what about Bob with the big shadow?
Yeah, giant question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. See Drop Dead Fred in my head, all the Lethal Weapons.
I remember the play from the movie, I Formation Right, 32 Dive.
Mm-hmm. Ready? Break. So, yeah, Paige is excited.
That is good news.
Really excited.
I walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story about the Valentine's present that was left in a cop car. This happened 2 years ago. Back on February 21st, a 32-year-old woman named Shannon Martin, Shannon with an E-N, was busted for shoplifting at a grocery store in Corsicana, Texas. And she intentionally pooped in the back of the car, so she had a place to hide her crack pipe and a Valentine's card. But it's not clear if that's why she was in the store stealing a Valentine's card, because she was shoplifting, so we don't know. But she wound up leaving the little said present in the back seat. So the cop had to sift through it and find the drugs and the poop.
Yeah.
Is it sifting or just digging, poking around in it?
Is that why they call it a crack pipe?
I digging would be like, but if it was a card and she had to cover the card, that's a lot of poop. I don't know how much there. That's up to your own imagination.
I need weight, Paige.
I mean, that's a lot to do. It's like having to pee in a cup.
Yeah. I do that with ease. I mean, I do that well.
Pee in a cup?
Yeah. I mean, I have to because of, you know, the beaties. Yeah.
I'm glad.
It works sometimes best if it's a big...
You glad I have diabetes, Paige?
No, I'm glad that you can pee on demand. Sometimes I've been in the situation where you're thinking, that's not enough of a sample, and I need to drink more water before.
Works best if it's a big gulp.
True.
Yeah.
What I was trying to get in there.
Yeah.
All right, so she wound up pleading guilty to possession of a controlled substance and tampering with evidence. She got probation last year, but her probation was revoked in September when she was violating the agreement, and now she's been sentenced to 3 years in prison.
It's not an effective way to hide your drugs, to poo in the back of a cop car and put your drugs in it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or to just put them down and then poo on top of them. Okay. Not a good way.
All right.
Not effective.
I'm not a good listener. In my mind, she had put them up her orifice.
Well, maybe she did.
Then pooped them out is what I thought it.
But maybe she did.
According to this, she hid the drugs in the card in the poo. But
I guess she would. But the card wouldn't go up there good.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
Well, that hurt. Especially if it's one of them you open and it flops out everywhere.
Or if one of those that plays music.
Yeah. And when I said I didn't know the size of the poo because I didn't think it could cover a card.
Might have been a tiny, like one of the elementary school Valentine's cards. Those are small.
Okay, maybe. But if it was your traditional Hallmark
box
card,
little Debbie's.
Shoot.
Anybody paying that for a card?
I've had some that could cover a CVS receipt.
Okay.
I'm talking about the survey on the bottom.
Yeah.
You have to recycle those.
All right. Well, Rise Guys and Line
Style. Wearing belts.
It's like a ticker tape parade when you go buy something there.
Yeah. No, you wear it as a belt, man.
All right.
One time I used it to rappel out of a third-story window when the building was on fire.
Really?
I'd love to see that.
That'd be awesome.
I'd like to see you rappel out anything.
Yeah, I braid my CVS receipts and make ropes.
Super 9.
Who's that sponsored by, Paige?
Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Styled, not sponsored. That's right. Mm-hmm. Fat Boy, we're going to get you a sponsor. Maybe we'll get Fat Boy Sex Toys to sponsor the Fat Boy Sports Hall. Perfect.
We'll get you to wait till 9:30 and then make that comment elsewhere.
I'll make sure someone else hears it.
Yeah.
What's going on in sports?
There's a baseball hat that's being swept off the market by New Era. It's a pretty controversial baseball cap.
It better not be the Montgomery Biscuits.
No.
Okay.
This one might take a little... like a magic eye. You got to look at it for a minute to see what everybody says is there.
Oh, okay.
So cross-eyed people would see it instantly?
Maybe.
That's how I would always see magic eyes. I just cross my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We got it for you.
All right. We'll find out what that is. That's what happened to Shawn Michaels. Magic eye got him.
Yep.
We'll find out next in the Sports Hole. Rise, guys. Morning, everybody.
Ooh. Guys, morning show.
With Batman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet. And now... Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Got some controversy. I believe pitchers and catchers either reported or they're going to next week early. We're getting close. Spring training is upon us. So New Era likes to put out different caps for different teams for spring training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They put this one out for the Padres. I'm going to show it to you in the room. It's got the it's got the SD on it. Mm-hmm. And it's got the
that was my stomach, believe it or not.
Pardon. What looks to be a Padre either calling swinging a bat. But take a look at it, and then I'll tell you what's wrong with it. They say if you can't figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, his head is a penis.
Okay, thank you.
Is that what I see? Yeah. Well, I'm looking for something now. So if I wasn't looking at it, I wouldn't see it. But now that you're saying there's controversy, his head kind of looks like a mushroom.
I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to show it to you again.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
You see it?
Well, you probably saw the headline.
Yeah, I saw I was trying to get a better look at the hat, and I saw the headline. So,
Is it look like the Cleveland Indians mascot somewhere?
No. Okay. So what it is they're pulling it off the market because people are saying that the SD, when it's covered up like this, looks like a swastika.
You're programming people to see it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's controversy.
I like the brown hat, though.
I don't know how this works if you already got this cap. And
old Padres logo is badass. It's an actual, like, monk. You know, like, imagine if they were the San Diego Monks.
Monks.
USA Network with two.
I like the Montgomery Biscuits cap, but it's like $36.
Yeah, man, it's cool.
So, I mean, I don't know if you got this, if it's worth money now or what, but they're not going to make them anymore.
No.
If you have an actual cap with a swastika on it, is that worth money too?
Depends on the jockey lot.
Jeez.
You sell it in Lawrence probably for a lot of money.
God.
I know, man. Always something, right?
It had nothing to do with S and D. That's what I was thinking. You programmed me saying that. I was like, oh, where's the silhouette of testicles or something?
So,
by the way, do you want the Montgomery Biscuits hat where he has butter in his mouth or bacon?
I like the one with the butter because it looks like pancakes, but it's a biscuit.
Yeah.
That looks like the old playground thing at McDonald's when I was a kid.
It kind of does.
A little thing you'd, what were those little tiny cheeseburgers you'd ride like a seesaw?
Yeah.
So there's a law in Ohio that was passed in 2016.
Reminds me of the Mayor McCheese jail.
Dude. If I ever win, like, Powerball, I will get a, I thought it was the Grimace jail. The one that it would shake when you would shake it?
It was, it was just like a, kind of like a bobby, like an English cop hat.
It was the Hamburger.
Okay, it was a Hamburglar.
Yeah, what was the Grimace thing? Hamburglar, though.
No, the jail was the Hamburger.
A Hamburger, yeah. Not Hamburglar.
Well, what was the Grimace thing I was doing? Someone dressed in a purple suit messing with me.
I don't remember this one. It was this thing.
French fries.
I sat down in a seat, and the hands would reach out and start grabbing my crotch. That's...
It looks like a spinny thing, maybe. I don't know.
That's the one that they had on... sorry for pointing right in your face. That's the one that was right over on Cedar Lane Road.
Okay.
They had the tree.
Grimace Jail. Hell yeah, man. With the turf grass.
It used to be an Easley on the playground. It was the jail that was the burger. You'd crawl up in it.
I have such vivid memories of that going and buying the... Daddy, can I get a large Coke so I can get the NFL card?
No.
They had the NFL trading cards, you know?
The jail was Officer Big Mac.
It was.
Aww.
I would sit there. They'd have that big old clear jar full of water with a tiny little shot glass in there. Put a quarter in. Try to win a Big Mac. It was like a crane game for old-fashioned people.
You remember those things?
It's a big water jug sitting on the counter at McDonald's.
Shot
glass. You try to put a quarter in, and if it floats and lands in the shot glass, you want a free Big Mac.
No.
Oh, man. That was my slot machine when I was a kid. That was my Harris.
Was it like the tabletop Pac-Man at Pizza Hut?
See, that's what they had before they had Monopoly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Back when games weren't rigged.
Back before they had rigged Monopoly. They didn't rig it, though.
That's the hole, man.
All that. See, when you said something about hats, I was like, it's going to be something about, you're going to say, oh, but I meant hats. I meant helmets. You're going to talk about the Myles Garrett thing. Let's talk about that when we come back.
We ran out of time.
Screw the NFL. Screw the NFL hard. And the sports if there's hard. Like some Justice League of America where the MLB and NFL and soccer, everybody gets together and meets in the Hall of Records or whatever. They need to get together and say, y'all better make an example out of this piece of crap, Myles Garrett.
Damn, you fired up.
It's stupid. It's absolutely ridiculous. We'll talk about it next. We'll get to your calls. That's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Whether you work in a lab, on the lawn, or as a legal assistant, we know you all wake up with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.